Hey Sandra, it's Pete.
Hey,
from
Pete.
Carter. How are you doing?
Okay, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got the papers again, but I didn't have them to reference to this morning when I was talking to you. But because you're asking me for the landlord's name, does that mean you're going to call him?
No, that's like usually
okay,
on the
wait,
back.
Okay, wait, hold on,
thing.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, some of our programs require like a landlord phone call or maybe, and again, this is on the back end of things. So we end up using the same application, just very general. It also asks you for your credit card processing. Like a lot of our customers don't, you know, take credit cards.
The thing it is though, I don't really want you to call my landlord.
Honestly, then just don't put it on there. If we need to verify that, a lot of the times we can circumvent calling the landlord by just getting rent receipts or something.
Yeah, I just don't think it's any of his business, you know.
Yeah, no.
Dealing with him a couple years ago. I've been here almost 18 years, but when his father passed away, his stepmother took the revenue from me for a year after he passed, and then now Sean, I'm dealing with Sean, but, you know, he's a lot harder to deal with than Nancy was, and I just don't want to get him involved in anything that has to do with me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the only reason they ever even would contact him is some of the, you know, when you're lending somebody $100,000 unsecured, you want to make sure they're paying rent on time, things like that, like
just
a formality. But for your deal, I honestly don't think they're really ever going to contact them, but just don't even put his name on there. If I do need to, you know, get in touch with you later on about it, I'll give you a call and we'll figure something out. But usually, again, like I said, we get some rent receipts and we're good.
Yeah, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, so also it says merchant cell number. What's that mean?
Yeah,
is that me?
If you process credit cards, you know, if you're like a retailer, you usually have a merchant processor that handles all your, you know, credit card processing every month. So that's what that's for. Again, really general app. Yeah.
I just have the square. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just put square. And yeah, you don't
I'll
have
figure
to
it
really
out.
Know that.
Okay.
Such a small in comparison to the loans that we process. Your deal is basically the smallest it can get, like $5,000, $3,000.
Right.
So a lot of that is going to be insignificant.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah,
Yeah, no,
I've
gotten those questions before, and yeah, exactly, you don't want to get anybody, like, if we don't have to call anybody else, like your landlord, why make
right.
things more complicated?
Right.
Yeah, he sounds
okay.
like a pretty crazy
well, it shouldn't
guy.
Be, yeah, he's a kid, he's younger than my son.
I know the type.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
I think he's kind of power hungry sometimes, you know.
Similar situation, my landlord just passed away, and her son took over, and he's ruffling some feathers, and
weird, you know.
Yeah, like, hey man, things have been going this way before I even knew you existed, so I don't know what you're thinking to come in here and change things up.
Right, yeah, come on, man.
Lease up or something, you know. But,
right.
Send that over when you get a chance, Sandra, and you know, we'll touch base.
Yeah, it should be in the next hour or two. Are you in California or?
Yeah. I'm going
to
head out of here in probably like 45 minutes. But, you know, the people that handle the faxes and all that, they stay, I think, till like 5. So, you know, send it whenever you can.
Okay.
Cool.
Alrighty.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Pete. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no worries. Bye-bye.